We are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject for 10 to 20 minutes, and it's a fun exercise. I'm trying to build the habit of talking more enthusiastically. This is out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. And on this episode, I'm going to talk enthusiastically about a process I call it incremental improvements. Some people call it improving over time, just getting better and better every day, you know, focusing on something to get better. And it is something that you can use on anything. It's universal. Whatever you want to get better at, whatever you want to do more with, refine your skills. There's a simple process, and it's literally you just do it a little bit every day. It sounds simple because it is. It really is. This is how I've learned photography. This is how I've gotten my macro photos to where they are now. And I'm currently using this same process on photographing chickens because that's my main photography subject for the winter. This can apply to anything, whether it's drawing, making clay pots, photography, 3D printing, drawing, painting, hiking, even hiking, walking, exercise. Exercise is probably the core foundation of this process, and, you know, like working out. Let's say you've never been to the gym ever in your life. You go there and let's say you go crazy and you do like every little weight machine that's in the gym. You just push it hard, you know, say you're there 20 minutes, an hour, and then you go home, you're worn out, and then in the morning, the next day, your whole body just aches, and it's in pain, and then you never want to go back again. I don't know if you've had that happen to you. That happened to me when I left my job and I didn't know what I was doing. I've actually done this twice now. The second time it stuck, but the first time I just quit my job. I didn't quit drinking, but there was a funny time where I was in Nevada and I was staying down there and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get in shape. And so buddy and I, we went to the gym, just a gym. We went and tried it out. Like, we didn't want to get a membership. We just did a day membership to see how it was like. And that's what we did. We worked out hard for about 30 minutes, pushed ourselves. We were both terribly out of shape, like bad. Never touched the gym in probably 10 years. it was pretty bad. And yeah, next day, neither one of us could walk well. It was just in pain and agony. We're like, not doing that anymore. Back to booze, back to fun, back to fast food. So anyway, the process to do this, we'll look at exercise for example. And say you go to the gym and you work out, just take it easy. Like, you know, look at it as you're where you are right now. And just by working out a little bit, 20 minutes every day, you can be assured just by doing that, at some point in the future, you'll be in excellent shape. And if you go to the gym with that mindset and you don't go crazy and push yourself, it builds your body, it builds your muscles, you get more comfortable with it, and it just gets into a habit. And anything you form into a habit, it's easier. So the good rule of thumb is a good habit is hard to start but easy to maintain. A bad habit is easy to start and hard to quit. Think smoking, nicotine, chewing tobacco. I hadn't chewed tobacco for ever. It was like 20. I was 24, 23, 20. No. Yeah. 22. That's it. I was 22 years old working at a college. I was talking to one of the department directors about changes they wanted on their website. And he reached into his drawer and he had these little things that are called snus. And it's like chewing tobacco in a little pouch. And he's like, oh, here, try one of these. And that's it. I tried one. I'm like, that's amazing. I had a, my head was spinning. I'm like, oh, that's fun. And so I went and got some. And then it took, from that point, it was 10 years later before I was able to quit chewing tobacco. So that was like way easy to get in, very difficult to stop. And exercise is the flip side, is very difficult to start. And once you get going into a routine, it's easy to maintain. So that's the basis of this, incremental improvements. And I really like it in photography. So here's how I implemented this same thing with photography to increase my skills. I just set a goal. Every day I'm going to take 100 photos. That's it. That's it. Didn't matter of what or how, is this like 100 photos. That didn't mean I just sat there with one thing and just held the shutter down, you know, 100 thoughtful, you know, photos, whether it's, you know, 2-3 of the same thing, didn't matter. It was just 100 where I wanted to take the photo. And that was it. That's it. And so I did that in the morning. And then the other part of that was to go through all the photos at the end of the day. So I'd go through, I'd pick out the ones I liked, and then I got rid of the ones I didn't like. And when I started, it was like 90%, 90, 80 photos were bad. I deleted them. And then, you know, 10, 20 were good. And I kept them. And I was like, yeah, these I can post on social media. Whoopee. They're good. And as I, and then I just kept doing that every day, every day, every day, every day. And then what happened was the number I wanted to keep increased the longer I did it. So the more photos I took over time, the more good photos I was capturing, because when I would sift through those, at the end of the day, it was like, whoa, I like how I did that. Oh, this is where I want to focus. The focus is great here. And then just naturally by doing that every single day, it made drastic improvements to my photographs. And it's funny, when I first started, I posted all my stuff on my personal Instagram account. And once I got to a point where I was like, these are great, that's when I started Pocket Macro. So my progression in time isn't really available on like my Instagram feed, because there's a good period where it was about 6 months of just me building up my photography skills. And that's just a little bit every day, 100 photos every day. I don't think you have to go that extreme to get the same effect. If you did, like, if you want to improve your photography, whichever format that is, you could do 10 photos a day, 20 photos a day. It's pretty easy to do 100 photos in macro photography, because it's just, you can do that in your room. You could take 1,000 photos in like an hour. Just if you picked up every little thing in your room, just like, oh, let's take a picture of this. How about this? Oh, we got the seeds here, this toy here. Oh, here's a pen. Here's some marker, a USB drive, all sorts of stuff, stickers and whatnot. So macro photography makes it a lot easier. Now, if you're doing landscape photography, you could take quite a few pictures if you start thinking outside of the box. And that's also a fun part of this exercise, because your goal is the 100 photos and you want to try and get those unique. So let's say you get 50 of them right off the bat, then you got to really think, well, how else can I photograph this landscape? You could swap your lens, and a telephoto in a landscape area is pretty fun. You can pick out little places in the whole area that grab your attention, and you can get some really amazing photos. You can start looking for wildlife too. It's endless, all the things you can do. So just by doing that something every day, whatever it is, like computer programming, that's a fun one. That's, I'm just going off things that I do. And with the Google, the internet, and YouTube, you can find how-to tutorials on pretty much how to do anything programming with whatever language. I personally have started using React.js. I've been using it for a couple years now. Pretty fun, pretty different from what I'm used to. And it was a whole learning curve. So it's like, how do I do this and that? How do I submit a form? How do I send an email with this? How do I how do I do this? And then you could do like a tutorial a day. And after a year, you'd know a lot of things to do for programming. You could totally learn and become a great programmer as a side thing, as a hobby, you know, not even if you're not doing it at your job, you can build your own website with the programming language of your choice to learn. And that's a fun thing. You can make your own website with a language just by learning. So it's kind of like your playground, and your website becomes the finished product of your playing around. It's real fun. So you could totally do that a little bit every day. And it's the mindset. You just have to go, hey, if I can start anything and accept that I'm not going to be that great at it, and just by doing it over and over, I'll get better over time. You know, if you look at anything, whatever it is, cooking, a fun one, cooking a good meal. If you have a hard time like me, like I don't dice a lot of stuff. And now with the chickens, we've been giving them lettuce, and I dice the lettuce up so they can eat it quicker. And it makes them happy having it all cut up nice for them. So that's fun, but I'm not like great at dicing lettuce, and I've been doing it every day, and I'm getting better at dicing lettuce. Something that simple, just chopping it up for chickens, and it's crazy. So it's what you form into a habit is really, really important as far as developing that skill, whatever it is. So that's it. That's really it. I'm just so amazed and enthusiastic about this process because it just works, you know. I love it. I saw it firsthand when I was doing macro photography, when I started building that out to get better. You know, I was just having fun. It's like finding bugs, taking pictures of bugs, and trying to take better pictures of bugs. That's it. I just looked at every day like that. Let's find some cool bugs. And another part, there were like sub things within that. Not only was I slowly improving macro photography, I was also improving my connection with nature. You know, at the beginning, bees, spiders, everything, they just run away from me. You know, I'd go attempt to photograph everyone I saw, and I'd maybe be able to get a photograph of 1 out of 10 bees because it flew away, or flies, spiders, anything. So I had to fail 19 times before I got the 10th or the 20th or somewhere in between that would stand still for me. And then at the end of this process, I still don't do the 100 photos a day. I stopped doing that. I actually take quite a bit. I've been doing a lot more video of chickens, and that is something I want to get better at, is the video aspect of things, since video is pretty dang popular nowadays. And I still like the photos, but I'm taking more videos than photos, and it's fun. So it's like I was learning the photos and getting close to nature after that period of the 100 photos a day. Say, what was it, 2 years later? But, you know, 9 out of 10 bees would stand still for me. It was crazy. It blew my mind. Is the ability for me to get close to insects had also improved as a side effect of me taking that many photos every day. And it just was magical. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Still do. And I'm going to focus on that again in the spring. I'm going to go back to doing that just to see what happens now that I got my Canon 65 millimeter MPE back in working order, as in it's a brand new lens. I like that lens way better than the Laowa 25 millimeter ultra macro, just because it has automatic aperture. It is so important for me anyway. I would be able to use the Laowa effectively with practice, but I prefer the MPE. Like, even like side by side, the Laowa, when I got sharp focus versus the MPE, I still like the quality that the MPE gives. Maybe that's because I used it so much. I don't know. It's I might have some bias towards it, but that's my preferred lens. It's also a lot bigger and heavier, which I like. It's so, oh, that was another side effect of the doing photos every day. My arm strength got really good, and I could carry that camera on. Now, with it's like 6 7 pounds total with everything attached onto the camera. And now, since I don't do the carry it around every day, my arms get tired taking macro photos, since I'm just not in habit of doing it every day. It's funny. So I'll get back in the swing of things and see. It'll be like my little springtime challenge to myself, is to do the 100 photos a day and revisit this with the same thing to see how better I can improve. It's fun. And you can do this too. Anything you want to do, whatever it is, like bird watching, photography, cooking, painting, drawing, anything, you know, take something that you're interested in and go from there. Like, it's crazy. All the things I've done with this process, I've melted lead and created, you know, bullets for reloading ammunition. Same process. I learned a lot of things doing that, and I made tons. I don't do that anymore, but that's one thing I've done. Fly tying. So tying the little hooks that look like little bugs for fishing, for fly fishing. That's something I did. Same process. Same results. Photography. What else? Programming, 3D printing, like all these little different things. Exercise. And it's the same process. So you can apply it, whatever, anything you can think of. You can apply this process. Just set a goal, set a simple goal, something you can do, you know, whether that's a draw a doodle every morning, draw, you know, take 100 photos, take 20 photos, whatever. Just pick, make it where it's not bad. And over time, you can adjust that goal. So like my 100 photos a day, it actually, you know, it'd go around 200 to 400 photos every day, depending on what I was seeing and what I was doing. It was just, that was my minimum. So set your minimum, feel free to go above and beyond that, and just be patient with the process. Let it do its thing and believe in it, and you'll shock yourself at how much you improved just by comparing where you started to where you go. It's a fun process. I highly recommend it. And yeah, that's all for this one. So pick something, make a simple goal, and go do it. Go do it every day. Every day, try it out, and then see where you're at within 6 months. You'll blow your own mind. It's super fun. But we'll catch you later.